Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Couple's Pregnancy Guide, How to Navigate Pregnancy and Childbirth as a Team, is a practical pregnancy and parenting guide written by D. Anthony Ward and Rachel Ward for couples who want to handle pregnancy as a shared responsibility. Rather than focusing only on medical facts or the birthing parent, the book is organized around teamwork, communication, and planning across the full arc of pregnancy, childbirth, and the newborn period. Its purpose is to help partners discuss decisions early, divide responsibilities clearly, and reduce confusion at moments when coordination matters most. The authors frame pregnancy as a relationship process as well as a physical one, making the book especially relevant for first-time parents who may need structure for topics such as prenatal care, parental leave, childcare, finances, and birth preferences. The result is a workbook-style resource that combines planning tools with relationship guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a month-by-month planning structure for pregnancy decisions. One of the book's most distinctive features is its month-by-month organization, which turns pregnancy into a sequence of manageable conversations instead of one overwhelming timeline. This structure is useful because many decisions do not belong to a single moment. They need to be revisited as the pregnancy develops. The book uses that format to guide couples through practical discussion points, such as prenatal screenings, parental leave, childcare options, and birth plans. That approach gives readers a rhythm for planning and helps them avoid leaving important topics until late in pregnancy. The value of the monthly framework is not just convenience. It encourages partners to treat preparation as ongoing coordination, which is especially important when medical information, work schedules, and family responsibilities change over time. By pacing the material in this way, the book makes preparation feel more actionable and less reactive. Secondly, communication tools that turn emotional support into shared action. The book places strong emphasis on communication between partners, but it does so in a practical rather than abstract way. Instead of treating communication as a vague relationship ideal, it connects it to specific pregnancy tasks and pressure points. The guidance on supporting a partner, strengthening emotional attunement, and moving past communication impasses suggests that the authors understand how pregnancy can expose differences in expectations, stress tolerance, and decision-making style. This matters because pregnancy often forces couples to make time-sensitive choices while also managing anxiety and physical discomfort. The book's communication tools are designed to help partners clarify what each person needs, what each person will do, and how to respond when they disagree. That makes the book valuable, not only for avoiding conflict, but for building a pattern of cooperative decision-making that can continue into parenthood. Thirdly, checklists and worksheets that distribute responsibility fairly. A major strength of the book is its focus on shared responsibility, especially the involvement of the non-birthing partner. The checklists and worksheets are intended to prevent one person from carrying the entire planning burden, which is a common problem in pregnancy preparation. By making responsibility explicit, the book helps couples think through who will handle appointments, research, paperwork, household logistics, and advocacy in medical settings. This is important because pregnancy can easily become asymmetrical if one partner is assumed to manage all the details by default. The workbook style helps couples translate good intentions into concrete division of labor, which is more effective than general encouragement alone. In practical terms, this can reduce stress, improve follow-through, and make both partners feel invested in the process. It also supports a more balanced transition into parenting, since shared planning during pregnancy often shapes how care will be divided after the baby arrives. Fourthly, financial and workplace planning as part of pregnancy readiness. The book also addresses the external pressures that affect pregnancy planning, especially finances and workplace logistics. Its discussion of easing tight finances and parental leave shows that the authors recognize pregnancy is not only a family event, but also a budgeting and employment challenge. This is an important distinction because many couples underestimate how much coordination is needed around paid leave, medical costs, childcare expenses, and time away from work. By including these topics alongside emotional and medical preparation, the book presents a more realistic view of what it takes to prepare for a child. It does not treat financial planning as separate from relationship planning. Instead, it shows how money and logistics shape the couple's experience of stress, security, and readiness. That makes the guide especially useful for readers who want to avoid being surprised by the practical demands of the transition to parenthood. Lastly, medical advocacy that helps couples participate actively in care. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on advocating for oneself in medical settings. This is a meaningful topic because many expecting couples enter prenatal care without a clear strategy for asking questions, interpreting options, or speaking up when something feels unclear. The book's guidance supports couples in becoming more active participants in care rather than passive recipients of instructions. That is especially helpful when one partner may be less familiar with the medical system or unsure how to contribute during appointments. By pairing advocacy with teamwork, the book suggests that medical decision-making can be strengthened when both partners are informed and prepared. This focus also broadens the book beyond domestic planning and into the healthcare environment, where communication can have direct consequences for birth experience and peace of mind. It gives readers a practical framework for handling uncertainty with more confidence and coordination. In conclusion, this book is best suited for expecting couples, especially first-time parents, who want a structured way to prepare together rather than leaving pregnancy planning to one partner. It will be most useful for readers who value checklists, prompts, and step-by-step organization, but it also offers something more than logistical support. By linking communication, responsibility sharing, finances, and medical advocacy, the book treats pregnancy as a collaborative process that begins before birth and continues into parenting. That combination makes it stand out in a crowded pregnancy guide category. Many pregnancy books focus mainly on fetal development or the birthing parent, while this one is intentionally couple-centered and partnership-focused. Its month-by-month format and workbook style make it especially practical for readers who want guidance they can actually use during conversations and appointments. For couples looking to build a more balanced, informed, and coordinated transition into parenthood, it offers a clear and usable framework. If you would like to support D039, Anthony Ward, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.